Mu'mineen, you are continuing Surah Kahf, and the verse I recited is verse number 56. And we do not send the messengers save as bearers of good tidings and warners, but those who disbelieve dispute with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby. And they have taken my signs, and what they are warned of in mockery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I send messenger only for two things, giving the good tidings and warning. But instead, the disbelievers, they try to discourage the truth with falsehood. They bring falsehood, they know that it's false, but they still bring the falsehood against the truth. And they have taken Allah's sign and fears of Allah and warnings just as a mockery. Because they do not, they have so much conceit in their heart that they will not care for Allah's warnings and Allah's verses. وَمَنْ يَظْلِمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكْرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضْ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوا وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ الْهُدَىٰ فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. And who is more unjust than he who is reminded of the signs of his Lord, then he turns away from them and forgets what his hands have forwarded. Verily, we have laid veils on their hearts, lest they understand it, and a heaviness in their ears. And if you call them into guidance, even then they will never get guided in that case at all. Allah is talking about when you concede and love of this world, what happens? That even if you are being reminded of Allah's sign, still you will turn away from them and forget what His hand has forwarded. Now here is a beautiful thing that reminding of Allah's sign. What is the meaning of the reminding of Allah's sign? Reminding means that our fitrah, our nature knows Allah's rules. We are born as a Muslim nature. So all prophets did, they reminded the fitrah, the nature what we had, to just revive our nature. That's why Allah says, reminded of the signs of Lord. Who is more unjust than who is reminded of the signs of his Lord? Then he turns away from them and forgets what his hand has forwarded. They forget what kind of sins they have done it. Verily we have let down, Allah says, that Allah has put down veils in their heart. So they don't understand, and they have heaviness in their ears that they cannot comprehend. Even if you call them towards guidance, they will never guide it because of their love of this world. When you love this world, you can either you love Allah, you love the world. You can in your heart you can only one love, not two love. When you love this world so much, and your desires, and you have so much conceit, all these veils will be in your heart, and your ear will be deaf. That's why people don't come to Quran program, because they love this world. They Allah's love has not even come to their heart. The words of Allah didn't come to them. It's a torture for them. And that's what happens because veil comes because of our own sinning. When you sin more, we are greedy, the veil comes and deafness comes in the ear. It spreads around. Allah is talking about that. So when that comes, then in the ancient time, when prophet used to bring verses, people used to make mockery out of them. And today people by name are Muslim, but the true love of Allah only few believers have. May Allah increase the amount of believers in this world, not just Muslims, who really love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love the verse of Allah. وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لأجلهم عذاب بل لهم موعدا لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا. And your Lord is forgiving and Lord of mercy. Were he to seize them for what they have earned, surely he would hasten for them the chastisement. But for them is an appointed term. Never shall they find beside it refuge. Before Allah threatened, Allah said that وَرَبُّكَ غَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. He is all forgiving and Lord of mercy. ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ means the possessor of mercy. He says two things about him. Allah is so kind. Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ غَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. And if He is to seize them, for they are, surely he would have hastened for them the chastisement. But for them is an appointed term, never shall they find beside it a refuge. There is a punishment for everything, and there is a term for that. And Allah will not change his term. Allah fixes his terms. But he has given a period because of his rahmah, because of his blessings, because of mercy, that he is letting us repent. So we change ourselves. Otherwise there is a time appointed. The time of our death is appointed. The time of judgment is appointed. The time of Imam Azam coming in Allah's eyes is appointed for him. We don't know though. So everything is appointed, and Allah has given this time for our repenting. But that when it comes, it will not change. And there won't be refuge anywhere but up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَهُ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مُوْقِدًا. And these towns, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a time for their destruction. Allah talking about the previous nations. We think that we are safe from all these chastisement. We are just fooling ourselves. Allah had fixed the time of the chastisement for each town, and it came to them. Now, day of judgment is coming to us, not to the previous nations, right? To us. And death is coming to us. All these times are appointed for us. But when Allah gives time, instead of repenting, we are still deviating towards desire and giving blind eyes to Allah's verses because of our desires. Now the verses from 59, from 60 onwards is about the story of Moses alayhi salam. Okay, let me use background before we start. When Prophet Moses got the Torah, and he got the rulings for Torah and Shariat, he thought that maybe he's the most learned man on the here. And he didn't say to himself that only Allah knows who is the most learned, but he just said to himself that maybe he's the most learned man. So Allah revealed to him that Musa, go to the place where the two oceans meet, and you'll find one of my servants there who will show you the depth of knowledge. And what he had to do is to go to the where the two oceans meet and take a salted fish with him. And the sign was that when he'll go to that meeting place of the two oceans, the fish will be lost. And there will be a place where you will meet my servant, Allah said. The servant Allah described was Prophet Khidr alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Moses was more learned than Khidr in religious prudence. And Khidr was more aware of a branch and a mission other than that. So they had their own departments, you know. So he took his successor, Yusha bin Nun, with him, which Quran has mentioned as a youth in this story. The youth who was with him was Prophet Yusha bin Nun, who was his successor. So he was with him. And Khidr's name is not even mentioned. Allah doesn't mention his name. So they are supposed to go and meet with him and learn something, the teachings. Musa was more aware of the external things, and Khidr was more aware of the things which are in the ghaib, in the secret things, hidden things. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحَ حَتَّى أَبْلُغُ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقْبًا. And when Moses says to his young companion, I will not cease until I reach the junction of the two seas, thou I go for years. Now verses are starting about this story. Musa said to his young companion that I will not cease until I reach the junction of the two seas, Now I go for years. May I go for many years? Because he wanted to meet Khidr alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهُمَا نَسِيَ حُوتُهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ. In next verse, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَ حُوتُهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبَا. And when they reached the junction, they forgot their fish and it took its way into sea going away. So when they reached to the junction of the two oceans, they forgot the fish, as we said in the beginning, because that was supposed to happen. So they forgot the fish, and the fish went into the ocean, going away. The fish they took in their basket was a salted fish, you know, either fried fish or salted fish. So this was a dead fish, you know. And when they reached into the junction of two oceans, it got lost into the ocean. It just was lost, as it was revealed to Musa alayhi salam, because that was the place supposed to meet Khidr alayhi salam. So that's what happened. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفْرِ هَذَا نَصَبَا. He said Then when they passed, Moses said unto his young companion, bring us our morning meal. Indeed, we have met from this our journey weariness. So what happened that when they were at the junction, and then they stayed over there near a rock, Moses slept, and Yusha bin Nun was awake. And what he saw, that he lost the fish. But he forgot to mention to Moses that he lost the fish, and they kept passing away forward. So when they kept passing away forward, the verse says, then when they had passed, Moses said to his young companion, bring us our morning meal. Indeed, we have made from this our journey weariness, because they were tired of the journey. So Moses got hungry in the morning, and he asked for the morning meal. Kala araytu id awayna ila sakharati fa inni nasitul hut wa ma ansani hu illa shaytanu an atkura wa attakhadha sabilahu fil bahri ajaba. He said, did you see when we took refuge on the rock? Then verily I forgot the fish, and nothing made me forget to mention of it but the Satan. And it took its way into the ocean in a marvelous manner. So when they passed the junction, and when Moses got hungry and asked for the food, then he said, Yusha bin Nun, that when we took refuge to the rock, then verily I forgot the fish, and nothing made me forget to mention of it but Satan. And it took its way into sea in a marvelous manner. So when Moses was sleeping and Yusha bin Nun was awake, and the fish got lost in the ocean, he forgot to tell him. So when they moved to the further place, and when Moses asked about the food, and then he reminded him that I forgot to mention you, and it was Shaitan who made me forget to tell you what happened about the fish, how he lost it, and it took its way into the ocean in a marvelous way, very marvelous way. So there is a discussion about this, that whether this fish was lost as a dead fish, or whether this fish was dead and it got in touch with water, became alive, and went into ocean. But in these verses, it's not mentioned that fish became alive. Only it says that it got lost, but there is a controversy about it. Only Allah knows it, as Mizan says, that only Allah knows if the fish became alive or fish was lost. What Imam Baqir al-Salam says, the attendant of Moses brought the salted fish by the sea to wash it. The fish moved in his hand and escaped into the sea. It moved. So now the question comes, that Yusha bin Nun was a prophet, and how come Shaitan tricked him so that he forgot to mention about this happening of losing fish? Now Mizan explains beautifully about it. Mizan says that Yusha was a prophet, and Shaitan, what could do with prophet and what could not do with prophet. Shaitan can never do to prophet to disobey Allah and to sinning, but other things they can affect, you know, but not disobedience. So that was not a disobedience to Allah that he forgot to mention about it. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آتَارِهِمَا قَفَفَا. He said, that was what we were seeking for, so they returned retracting their footsteps. So Moses said, he didn't get angry. He said, oh, there's the place what we were seeking for. So they went back to the place of the union of two oceans. So they followed their footsteps to find out where Khidr is. Prophet Khidr is. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَا مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Then they found one of our servants unto whom we had given mercy from us, and we had taught him knowledge from our presence. So there they find Prophet Khidr, and Allah says about him that he was my servant. Our servant unto whom we had given mercy from us. Mercy from us. Allah says, I give my mercy to him. Rahma. So Allah says two things for him. That one of our servant, that Allah called him his servant and said that I had given mercy from me, Allah says. What is the meaning of mercy here? And not only mercy, but Allah says we had taught him knowledge from our presence. I taught him. So there's the mercy teaching, his knowledge, but it's not only limited to that, but also prophethood. So Mizan says that mercy means a prophethood. So he was prophet and Allah taught him the knowledge. He did not learn from himself, but it was taught to him, just like Masumin, you know, infallibles. They were taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. Moses said to him, shall I follow you so that you teach me right conduct of what you have been taught. So beautiful. How much manners are involved here? Prophet Musa is the Ulul Azm prophet. He was given Torah, he was given Shariat. Now he goes to the other prophet. And how humble he becomes. He said, shall I follow you? Like follow you. So that you teach me right conduct. Right. Of what you have been taught and of the knowledge, not the whole knowledge, some of it. Mimma rushda means the righteous conduct. That humbleness he was showing, that may I follow you so that from all your knowledge, some of knowledge, what you have been taught, not you learned yourself. So much respect he's giving to him. So that I can learn from you which good conduct of knowledge what you have been taught. That is the manner which Prophet Musa is showing to Prophet Khidr, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيَ مَعَيَ الثَّبْرَ. He said, verily, you will not be able to bear with me patiently. He replied, Prophet Khidr replied, that you will not be able to keep patience with me. كَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِيطُ بِهِ خُبْرًا. And how can you be patient about what you have not got any comprehensive knowledge? Then he explained to him that how could you keep patience which you don't have the comprehensive knowledge of what I am doing? قَالَ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ فَابِرًا وَلَا آسِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. So says, قَالَ سَتَجَدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ فَابِرًا وَلَا آسِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. He said, Allah willing, you shall find me patient and I shall not disobey you in any matter. So Prophet Musa said, Inshallah, you will find me patient one and I will not disobey you in any matter. We see the manners of Prophet Musa here. He said, Inshallah. He did not say that I'll keep patience. He left up to Allah because he could not keep patience. We will know in a story down the line that he couldn't keep patience. But he put Inshallah to save himself. That if Allah will, I'll keep patience. So he showed, so he did not disobey. قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله واللعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله أما بعد فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحدوا بالحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا صدق العلي العظيم. مؤمنين, we are continuing Surah Kahf, and the verse I recited is verse number 56. And we do not send the messengers save as bearers of good tidings and warners, but those who disbelieve dispute with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby. And they have taken my signs, and what they are warned of in mockery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I send messenger only for two things, giving the good tidings and warning. But instead, the disbelievers, they try to discourage the truth with falsehood. They bring falsehood, they know that it's false, but they still bring the falsehood against the truth. And they have taken Allah's sign as fears of Allah and warnings just as a mockery. Because they have so much conceit in their heart that they will not care for Allah's warnings and Allah's verses. وَمَنْ يَظْلِمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكْرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضْ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوا وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ بَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَىٰ فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. And who is more unjust than he who is reminded of the signs of his Lord, then he turns away from them and forgets what his hands have forwarded. Verily, we have laid veils on their hearts, lest they understand it, and a heaviness in their ears. And if you call them into guidance, even then they will never get guided in that case at all. Allah is talking about one you concede and love of this world. What happens? That even if you are being reminded of Allah's sign, still you will turn away from them and forget what His hand has forwarded. Now here is a beautiful thing that reminding of Allah's sign. What is meaning of the reminding of Allah's sign? Reminding means that our fitrah, our nature knows Allah's rules. We are born as a Muslim nature. So all prophets did, they reminded the fitrah, the nature what we had. to just revive our nature. That's why Allah says, reminded of the signs of Lord. Who is more unjust than who is reminded of the signs of his Lord? Then he turns away from them and forgets what his hand has forwarded. They forget what kind of sins they have done it. Verily we are let down, Allah says, that Allah has put down veils in their heart. So they don't understand, and they have heaviness in their ears that they cannot comprehend. Even if you call them towards guidance, they will never guide it because of their love of this world. When you love this world, you can either you love Allah or you love the world. You can, in your heart, you can only one love, not two love. When you love this world so much and your desires and you have so much conceit, all these veils will be in your heart and your ear will be deaf. That's why people don't come to Quran program, because they love this world. Allah's love has not even come to their heart. The words of Allah didn't come to them. It's a torture for them. And that's what happens, and that veil comes because of our own sinning. When you sin more, we are greedy, the veil comes and deafness comes in the ear. It spreads around. Allah is talking about that. So when that comes, then in the ancient time, when Prophet used to bring verses, people used to make mockery out of them. And today people, by name are Muslim, but the true love of Allah, only few believers have. May Allah increase the amount of believers in this world. Now,